Time now to have a chat to jockey Josh Parr, who has just landed in Grafton. He's got a big day ahead of him because he's on the favourite in the Grafton Cup Supply and Demand. Good morning, Josh. How are you, mate?
I'm great, thanks. How are you going, Michael?
Very well. How was the trip, all right?
It was beautiful, yeah. I'm in the cab at the moment with Jason Coyle and Blake Spriggs. Hopefully they don't try and sabotage me and chuck me off the bridge into the river or something like that, but... all going well so far.
You are the one to beat, so wouldn't be surprised if they tried to do something like that because the horse is airborne at the moment. You must have been wrapped with his win in the Caloundra Cup, and no doubt he's trained on well, according to Gain Adrian.
Yeah, that's right. His form is very good, and his win in the Caloundra Cup was very good. It was the first time at 2400, and he proved that he can run that trip very easily. So no worries with the trip today. I have to take him on trust that he's trained on well. I haven't been on him since Caloundra, but he's the informed horse of the race. So I'm looking forward to the race today.
I suppose if there's one little concern, it might be the barrier. What are you going to do from out wide?
Oh, he has good gate speed. He'll be able to press forward, and I'll race on the speed, keep him out as much trouble as possible. And I'm not too concerned about the gate.
How do you see your opposition today?
Oh, he's the class horse in the race. He's got the form at the moment. Montauk ran a reasonably good second last start, but you know I feel I'm on the best horse in the race. So I'm quietly confident.
And the weight's no issue as far as you're concerned.
No, it is a rise in weight. So look, it is often a little concern, but he's carried weight in the past before, so I think that'll be okay.
If he reproduces his Caloundra form, do you expect him to win?
Definitely.
Oh, we like that. The punters like that confidence. You've got a nice undercard there today as well. Runway's another runner for Gay and Adrian. We've only seen it on the one occasion, finishing fourth.
It was a really good effort at Canterbury, first start in the race. He had the blinkers on and over-raced slightly. I think myself and the stable have thought he'll be a nice 12 to 1400 metre horse. So he gets to 1200 today. There seems to be a good bit of speed there. So I might end up with a really nice run, a soft run behind the speed. And he could very well be too good. So just excuse me 2 seconds.
Yeah, you're right. We're speaking to Josh Parr, who is in transit on the way to Grafton. You're right there now, Josh.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just the lads were getting out of the cab, and we just had to sort that out.
Oh, you were getting left with the bill.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, hopefully you can pay for it today and also tomorrow, because you've got a nice book of rides at Rose Hill. You've got Burning Passion for Mark Newnham, ex-James Cummings runner, goes around in the Winter Stakes. What chance do you give Burning Passion?
Oh, he's racing in really good form, isn't he? I'm really pleased to have picked up that ride. He showed good form in Brisbane, winning on a soft track, so that's not going to be a concern for him this coming Saturday. I'm pleased to be on him.
You've got two other rides who are really in good form too. You've got Samadout for Bjorn Baker and also Life O'Brien for Anthony and Edward Cummings. Who do you think is your best tomorrow at Rose Hill?
Life O'Brien and Samadout, very hard to split because they're both last start winners, both on soft ground. They get conditions to suit. That's a flip of the coin. That's a flip of the coin between those two.
And is there much banter going on in the jockeys' room with poor old Brenton Abdullah, who was stopped to a walk, and now Hugh Bowman, who was 11 and a half wins behind just a month ago, has now hit the front?
Yeah, there's plenty of banter going on. It's been a good laugh, actually, watching on. It's probably not so much for... The poor old Brenton, who's been trying to cling on to a lead. It's been good fun for us watching. Hughie Bowman's in incredible form at the moment, and he stepped up to the challenge. So it makes good viewing for everyone, everyone that's interested.
No doubt about it. And of course, Brenton's on the sidelines this Saturday, so Hughie's got another chance to extend his lead. Josh, good luck today. All the punters will be on your side with Supply and Demand in the Grafton Cup.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers.